SBS Radio.
Waitamuli, and welcome to NITV Radio. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and coming up in this interview, it's my yarn with Senator Andrew Bragg. And we yarn about reconciliation, which is the subject of his new book called Burraja, The Liberal Case for Reconciliation. And we also yarn about the Uluru Statement from the Heart. And when it comes to the Uluru Statement from the Heart, as we know, there are many different opinions and viewpoints from right across the whole community. Today, we bring you a conversation with political leader Senator Andrew Bragg, bringing his thoughts on the Uluru Statement from the Heart and reconciliation across the nation.
Well, I guess one of the things that had concerned me was that we didn't really have all the arguments out there as to why reconciliation and why the Uluru Statement was important. And so what I've tried to set out is, you know, a liberal case for action on reconciliation, action on recognition and action on Uluru.
And I understand the book is divided into three parts, yesterday, today and tomorrow. Shall we start with yesterday, Senator?
Yeah, so, and I should preface all this by saying that I'm not an Indigenous person, but I'm someone that is wanting to engage on these issues, not wanting to speak for anyone else other than myself. But as someone that represents 300,000 Indigenous people in the Senate, I thought it was important that I try and represent my constituents as best that I can. And in relation to yesterday, that is the part of the book which looks at the good and the bad of all the policies over the years. As you can imagine, given the disastrous policies we've had in Australia over the last 250 years, there's lots of bad. But there's also some important things and some good things that the Liberal Party has done in government. And my point of doing that was to say, look, if we want to be ambitious in the present and we want to have action on things like Uluru, then we need to really understand that there is a policy legacy which stretches back to people like Harold Holt and Malcolm Fraser. So that's what that part of the book does.
And then we move on to today, which is the next part of the book. Can you tell us about that, please, Senator?
Yeah, well, today is really about evaluating the Uluru Statement, which is the third serious attempt at a statement from the Indigenous people to the rest of the Australian community. The first one was the 1963 Bark Petitions. The second one was the Barunga Statement of 1988, and then Uluru in 2017. And I think comparing Uluru, for example, to something like Black Lives Matter is a good way of showing that this is quite a moderate and quite a reasonable statement of request, that we provide mechanisms to listen to Indigenous people, that the Parliament engage with Indigenous people, that we tell the truth about our past. I think these are quite fair and reasonable concepts. So what I've tried to do is to put some meat on the bones as to how I think those things could be legislated and ultimately, in part, put into the Constitution.
And what are your personal thoughts on the Uluru Statement from the Heart?
Well, I think as a non-Indigenous person, I think very good. I think it's very generous and it offers, I think, a way to really consolidate Australia as a country, which is a country of, as Noel Pearson would describe, of, you know, really three parts: Indigenous heritage, British institutions, and multicultural gift. And so I think I sometimes describe it as the deal of the century, that it's a really good deal for the rest of Australia. And I'm disappointed with how it was initially responded to by government. And so what I'm seeking to do with this book and some other work I'm doing is to really try and make a fresh push on it.
And let's talk about the third part of the book, which brings us to tomorrow. What can you tell us about this, Senator Andrew Bragg?
Well, this part is about more than just Uluru. It's also about some of the symbolic issues I think we need to address. For example, there are no Aboriginal or Torres Strait Island flags inside Parliament House, other than on the portraits of Nova Peris and Linda Burney. There is no significant institution inside the Parliamentary Triangle. There is no statues of Indigenous people in Canberra. I think there is a real lack of Indigenous culture in our national life still, even though I think what is taught in school is much more balanced than it was some decades ago. And so I've set out some suggestions there for having a new public holiday on the 27th of January. I think we should have a statement of declaration. And I've suggested that we really need to get more Indigenous people into the parliament.
And what type of benefits do you think that we can get as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from being more represented in parliament?
Well, I think that already you've seen quite a large number of Indigenous people be elected to parliament. I mean, the first person who was elected to parliament was Neville Bonner, who was a Liberal senator like me, albeit from a different state.
Of course, yes. He was my grandfather's best friend. There you go.
Is that right?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think there is great value in having more diversity in Parliament, certainly having more Indigenous people. I mean, I argue in the book that it's really important that we have more Indigenous people as a proportion of the population in Parliament, because Indigenous people are the only Australians that have a whole range of special laws made for them. Native title, land rights, heritage protection, Aboriginal corporations, there's 18 different laws. So I think if you're going to have special laws, you really need to have a lot of those perspectives inside the building at all times.
And reconciliation over the years has meant many different things to many different people. For you personally, what does reconciliation mean?
For me personally, it means making good with Indigenous people. It means closing the circle. It means completing the Constitution. I mean, I'm a member of Federal Parliament, so I want to make sure that our national institutions, the Parliament, the Constitution, tell the truth about our history. I think the fact is that we have a Constitution that doesn't mention the 60,000-year history, unbroken history of Indigenous Australia. So we need to provide that recognition in the Constitution. And we need to deliver on the Uluru Statement. I think those are two tangible things that we should focus on. But as you say, I mean, people have different views about what it is. I'm not seeking to speak for anyone other than myself, but those are two things that I think are tangible, and we should try and deliver on those, because we've been talking about constitutional recognition now for more than 15 years.
Which is long enough, I think, don't you, Senator?
Well, I think it's too long. And so I think we should commit ourselves to a referendum in the next term to amend the Constitution. And I think we should be looking to complete as much of the Uluru Statement over the course of that parliamentary term as we can. Now, obviously, people may be critical because this is a book which is more focused on reconciliation, which is about the institutions. I mean, there's no doubt that the Closing the Gap framework is extremely important. I see this going hand in hand in the Closing the Gap agenda, which I guess is more practical and day-to-day, because I think that if you enhance the legitimacy of the government and the Commonwealth, then I think you have more capacity to help on the Closing the Gap agenda.
I'm wondering, is there anything that I may have missed in our conversation that you would like to add today, Senator?
Well, the only other thing I'd say is, I mean, I've tried to do my job as a representative. I'm a new senator, and I've tried to travel widely throughout my state. I've been to Bourke, Brewarrina, Nowra, Kempsey, Redfern. I've tried to get around to listen to Aboriginal people in my state, and I have to say I get a very consistent message. People are looking for more agency, more control. There's a large reserve of goodwill, which I wish was always reciprocated. I know it's not always. And listening to people on the ground has informed this thinking just as much as the discussions I have in Canberra. So I've tried to earnestly listen to people and to travel around, and I think it's been good and something I'm willing to do more of. So if people are listening and they would like me to come out and have a chat, I'm very happy to do that.
Sounds good. Senator Andrew Bragg, thank you so much for your time today on NITV Radio at SBS. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kerry Lee. Nice to talk to you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.